Well, it may be hard to believe, but it's true, darn it. This year, 2018, marks the 9th annual Woodstock Book Fest, and they'll be busily igniting the conversation by bringing readers and writers together for a weekend of discussion and celebration. It takes place March 22nd through the 25th. They're hosting classes and panels and keynotes and parties and much, much more, all in the unique surroundings of Woodstock. Martha Frankel was the woman who joined, thought all this up. I don't know what the hell she was thinking, but she thought all this up. And here she is. She's the executive director of the Woodstock Book Fest, and we're thrilled to have her here. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, 9 years, you just sort of get over the insanity, and you settle into it, and you know what you're doing.
So I noticed you have a tagline this year. It's reading to resist.
Yeah. We wanted to be in this moment, and I think the act of reading right now is resistance. I really do.
Yeah.
You can drown in what's going on in the country. So we're trying to throw the lifeline to people and say, come, be with us, slow down, meet writers, buy books, talk to people. So.
And there's going to be a lot of that going on. The schedule is chock full, and as I mentioned, begins on the 22nd. That's where you'll have a story slam. You start off with a story slam.
Those are always fun. Yeah, they're crazy. This one's going to be crazy.
What's the subject?
How could I resist? The stories must contain that line. And we're doing something different this year. We have, 18 storytellers. But at twice during the evening, we're going to pull names out of the hat of people who want to get up on stage and didn't get picked. And so if you want to be picked and you have a story that's 3.5 minutes or less and it contains the line, how could I resist? Come drop your name in the hat and we'll maybe pull you out.
Nice. Very nice. And that'll be taking place. It's a great kickoff on Thursday night. And then Friday you have the one-day intensives, the mini intensives, and these are things that will be going on in the village pretty much from 9 to 5. And that, you have to check out the schedule, but that runs the gamut.
Yeah, and what we have left are the mini intensives. They're half days. We're doing one in haiku with Sharon Russo, who was picked as one of the New York Times haiku contest they did, and in the book. And Bar Scott is teaching a writing mini intensive. And so, it's 4 hours. It's not gonna go on all day. So that we have those left. And then Friday night, you're there. You're there, Joe Donahue.
I see my name on the schedule.
We're so tricky that way. Put Joe's name on the schedule. I'll have to go. What am I doing?
No, I have some amazing people I get to talk to. Not one.
Sure
I have three people to talk to. Larry Rule, Christopher Yates, and Elena Massey. So tell us how these three, what do these three people have in common? Their books have nothing in common, but what do they have in common?
Well, they're all Hudson Valley. They all live in the Hudson Valley.
Okay.
And their books are all about secrets. And we, Kitty Sheehan, my editorial director and pal, put this panel together because when I read Larry Rule's book, I have to say I was completely blown away. It's one of the best memoirs I've read in a long, long time. Really honest and insightful and upsetting and great. And then I interviewed Christopher Yates for his mystery Gristmill Road. And I thought, I got to get him too. This book is really interesting. And I told Kitty about it. And then Elena Massey showed up in our lives. And we were like, get her on that panel. Joe will have a good time with her. So that's how you got your panel.
It's a great panel. Now, that's Friday night. Saturday, you have a spirituality panel starting off in the morning, which I believe Gail Straub is going to be a part of, which
is
always
great.
Yes,
it's her panel.
It's a great panel.
She's in conversation with Kate McLaughlin, a master painter, and they both have written books about the Ashokan Reservoir and what it means to us in our spiritual life. And you know me, I'm it's not like people say, wow, that Martha Frankel, what a spiritual gal. But
that's exactly what I think of. Yeah.
But, I can be changed by things, and Gail's panels always do that for me, so she's kicking it off.
You have a poetry panel. We would expect that from a book festival, that you're going to have a poetry panel. You have a very good poetry panel.
Marie Howe and Cornelius Eady.
You have an ACLU panel.
This guy, Jonathan Santlofer, edited a book of stories that's just, they're beyond the beyond. And it's stories and art. Art Spiegelman's in it, Roz Chast, but lots of great writers.
Yeah, we had Russell Banks on.
I was just going to say Russell's in it. It's a really great book. And I told Jonathan, I said, if I could raise $1,000 for the ACLU, would you come here? Because the book benefits ACLU. And he said yes. And 15 minutes later, I had it. It was so kind of shocking. Because I would say that I used to not be good at raising money, but I'm much better at it now. And I'll tell you why when we get to Sunday's stuff.
Okay.
So we're doing that. Then we're doing the panel I've been wanting to do for years, a panel on autism with three great writers. John Robison, who's a high-functioning Asperger's, has written 6 books. He's one of my heroes. I adore him. Carolyn Parkhurst, who wrote a great novel called Harmony, that my whole class, like, we all went wild for this book last year. And Ann Martin, who wrote The Babysitter's Club, wrote a book called Rain Rain about an autistic girl. So the three of them are coming. Jamie Wolf from the Center for Spectrum Services is going to moderate it. And I'm just like, I wanted to do this for so long.
Yeah.
Tickets are free.
Nice when it all comes together.
Yeah, tickets are free because we got sponsorship for it.
That's great. I just want to mention, I just want to go back to the ACLU panel because we never mentioned the name of the Jonathan Santlofer's book, which is It Occurs to Me That I Am America, which is just a terrific, it's a beautiful book. It's a terrific book, and it's also it's very important. And what is remarkable about it is sort of looks at, goes to these writers and artists and says, you know, what's been going on with you, an anthology of original short stories and art since the presidential inauguration. So
there we go.
All right. Now, then you have, as you mentioned, the autism panel, and then an evening with Colm Tobin, who is one of our favorites. He's a lovely, lovely man.
But listen to this wacky story. A guy who had been on the spirituality panel 3 years ago, Baird Hersey, has this book called, has this group called Prana.
Yep.
He comes to me and he says, my father and I wrote a piece 25 years ago. I never finished my end. My father was John Hersey, who wrote Hiroshima. I was like, okay.
Yep.
He sends me the piece. It knocks my socks off. I send it to Colm Tobin and say, do you want to be the speaker of this 17-minute piece? And we'll get. And he writes back and says, oh, yeah. I love him.
Oh,
so he's coming up to do that with
yeah.
two violinists. And Baird has put this incredible thing together. And then he'll just be Colm Tobin. I have never seen a greater raconteur. So that's Saturday night.
That'll be Saturday night. And then Breakfast at Joshua, which is always a special event. I love attending this. Bar Scott, Abigail Thomas. Very, very fun. And then My Body, My Words. And
Brought to show you and to give to Kelly. This woman, Amy Archer, who had been at the festival a couple of years ago, she wrote a memoir. She and her co-editor, Lauren Kleinman, approached a bunch of us to write books about our bodies and how we feel about them. They wound up asking me to do the foreword, which was really cool. And Abby Thomas, Kaylee Jones, Kitty Sheen, Kathleen Harris, and Eve Fox and I will all be on stage. I don't know what.
Well,
doing
a,
something.
There's a group. There's a group. Watch out. There's a group. And then a memoir, a go-go, and you'll be moderating, and some terrific guests, including Amanda Palmer.
And, you know, it was Amanda Palmer's book, The Art of Asking, that changed the way I feel about money. Really. I'm smart. I'm a gambler, so I know how to count a lot of money. That made me think I was good with money. That turned out not to be true. But when I read Amanda's book, I realized that I'm doing this great thing. The Book Fest is a great thing, and people want to get involved in it. And instead of saying, oh, excuse me, sir, do you have any change? I'm like, hey, you want to get involved? Please be a sponsor.
Yeah.
Change my life. And so we have her. We have Nina Giles, who wrote an amazing book about her mother, was one of the bridesmaids at Grace Kelly's wedding. And Tina Alexis Allen, who wrote a book called Hiding Out, that's completely, completely wonderful. So there we have it.
Now, it's the 9th annual Woodstock Book Fest. So what's the best way to enjoy it? Just get a full festival pass and go for the weekend, yes?
Yeah, or come for Saturday, or come for Sunday, or come Friday night to see you. People love to meet you. Just come to that, or come to Colm Tobin, or come to the Story Slam. Whatever you want. You know, we've made it very simple. Our website is very easy to navigate. You can buy tickets. Or come to the, you know, come for a day. It's a nice day.
It is a nice day. It's the 9th annual Woodstock Book Fest. A lot of cool things going on. And really, it's fascinating.
Oh, Kitty just texted me. One word, mugshots. Franco Vogt, the photographer. I know, it's great. I'm like, what? Okay. What? Me and so Joe.
Tell Kitty I said hi. Go ahead.
On the Saturday afternoon, on Sunday afternoon, on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, we're going to do mugshots.
Quick, Kitty, text us.
I know. Tell us, Kitty. We're going to do mugshots of people who want to get shot by Franco. Something really funny they set up. I believe it's Sunday afternoon between 1 and 2. Okay? I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. And then Franco is a photographer?
One of the best photographers. Okay. No, he's a gangster. And his incredible wife, Lucia Vogt. And they're going to like set this thing up and people can come in really quick and get their mugshots done. It's got the thing like as if you had really been arrested. Not that I know about that, Joe Donahue. So don't give me that look.
It's like all these years, how did I miss that story? Well, it's the Woodstock Book Fest. It is happening March 22nd through the 25th, Thursday through Sunday, and a lot going on, and it's always a very, very beautiful time. It's a lot of fun. I'll tell you, I do a lot of events out and about, and the audiences you get are just the best audiences in the world. They are just the sweetest, nicest. As my mother said the first time she went to Woodstock, these are my people.
Well, we are your people. We can't wait to see you there.
Well, it's lovely, and I thank you very, very much. Again, it is the 9th annual Woodstock Book Fest. It's happening in Woodstock, March 22nd through the 25th. If you want to find that information, all you have to do is go to woodstockbookfest.com. Woodstockbookfest.com. Martha, I can't wait to be a part of it. And see you on Friday. Love to all, and have a great next couple of days. Again, 9th annual Woodstock Book Fest, March 22nd through the 25th. Woodstockbookfest.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.